Hi everyone, my name is Ulla Walmsley and I'm a PhD candidate at the School of Public Health, and I've been looking at what it takes to integrate a stronger gender perspective into an established program, the My Journey program, within a co-design learning partnership. It's been very interesting to see how this project has unfolded. So I was part of a team from the School of Public Health and we went into this process as academic partners, and some of us already had strong relationships with our colleagues at NACOSA, which is what allowed the learning partnership to develop. And we became more familiar. We learnt about Hope Africa, our other project partner, during the course of the project. So as academic partners, we brought our experiences of participatory approaches and gender responsive programming. And we went into it with quite a clear idea, we thought, of how we would tackle this work. So we kind of envisaged an initial planning phase during which we would collectively identify a focus for strengthening gender equality in an aspect of My Journey, and then we would plan an intervention and we would implement it. And what actually happened though was that we became aware of issues at macro level to do with funding, intellectual property restrictions and power relations, as well as at the MISO level, the contexts of our partner organizations and the program, how they worked and the pressures that they faced. And all of these meant that we had to reconsider and recalibrate our efforts. And we really found that the project was supported at the micro level by the commitment, the perseverance, the relationships, and the capacities and skills of partners in the project. So that was really important. And obviously, there were issues at the micro level too. It wasn't always smooth sailing. And as we went through the planning process and even the implementation process, we still found areas where we needed to shift, but that was very much enabled by this kind of flexible, iterative co-design approach. And power dynamics were really something that were woven throughout the work as something to reflect on. And doing this allowed us to think critically about what we were doing and how we were doing it, and to bring people together who might not otherwise have had a voice. And that's really the point of co-design and why it is why it complements a gendered kind of approach, is that it involves power shifting and drawing on all relevant knowledge so that plans respond to contextual realities. Thank you.